Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Throughout the day, various European countries announced that they're restarting their use of the AstraZeneca vaccine to combat COVID-19. This follows the green light from the European Medicines Agency yesterday. However, three Scandinavian countries, Norway, Sweden and Denmark, you'll be aware, are reserving their decision. So what will we decide here? Well, we hope to know shortly, and we'll bring that to you. But in the meantime, I'm joined by Dr. Beth Brent, who's pathology lecturer in UCC. Dr. Brent, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you, Frank. I might tap
your expertise straight off, if you don't mind, and ask you about what the WHO said this afternoon. They said that the available data does not suggest any overall increase in clotting conditions such as deep vein thrombosis or pulmonary embolism following the administration of COVID vaccines. Is that something that you'd be happy to go along with?
Oh, absolutely, Cormac. And isn't it great that they came out and said that so very clearly? So we're now in a very good position again with this vaccine, where it's all been clarified that there is no risk, no causality is a word that we use a lot with this. So there is no causality associated with taking the vaccine and an increased risk of blood clots. Mm-hmm. So that's been confirmed by the WHO and the EMA in the last 2 days.
Why do you think there's greater concern in Scandinavian countries than like Norway and Sweden and Denmark? Because they are reserving their judgment for a while. They're going to look at the data a little bit more.
Yeah, it's an interesting one, isn't it? I guess we're waiting to see, waiting for confirmation from the National Immunization Advisory Committee that resumption of the rollout of the AstraZeneca vaccine will occur here. And we'd be very hopeful that that will now happen in light of the decision from the EMA yesterday. Why the Scandinavian countries aren't resuming is presumably associated with their public health systems and their analysis systems.
Mm-hmm. And when you say there's no causal link between the vaccination and the blood clot events that happened and were reported in Scandinavian countries like Norway, they also said that they couldn't rule out the link. Is that right? Or they couldn't definitively rule it out either? I mean, is that why, I suppose, they, especially since it happened in those countries, that they want to spend a little bit more time to reassure the public there?
That could be it, but we have to hold on to the fact that the risk-benefit analysis of this vaccine is hugely, hugely in favour of the vaccine use. So the risk of blood clotting, if you have COVID, is massively more than we're seeing, than was reported last week, causing the pause in the vaccine this week. So when we first started talking about this earlier on this week, we were talking about 17 million doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine having been administered and 40 cases of blood clots. Now, at the end of the week, we're talking about 21 million doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine now having been administered and 40 cases of blood clots. It's an incredibly low frequency.
Mm-hmm. And we heard the Health Products Regulatory Authority, they've said that AstraZeneca, again, they're saying it's absolutely safe and should be used in Ireland. Do you think our vaccine committee, NIAC, is likely to stay broadly in line with that? Or do you think there's going to be a warning or a caveat of some sort along with the AstraZeneca vaccine?
So I'd be very hopeful and that is what NIAC will say. I think we're expecting that announcement at 5:30 today. I know that the EMA have recommended that there is an information leaflet listing a potential side effect of blood clotting as a use of this vaccine, now to go hand in hand with the vaccine. But we have to remember that any approved medicine, including vaccines, will come with a risk of potential side effects.
So it's nothing abnormal in that regard.
Absolutely.
Can I ask you about what you were saying about the benefits outweighing the risk? I heard a doctor, and I don't have my notes in front of me, a doctor in the last day or two was talking exactly about that point. And this doctor was proposing that even if you had a history of blood clots or were more prone to blood clots, that it would be recommended to take the vaccine, the AstraZeneca vaccine. Is that something you'd go along with as well?
I mean, that's more in the line of the medical advice, I suppose, more so than my immunology advice. But the risk of blood clotting if you get COVID is quite a significant event. We have seen a lot of illness and a lot of pathology associated with the blood clotting events that happen in the lungs of these people with severe COVID-19 infections. So that's a much higher risk, because obviously COVID-19 is still circulating quite widely in the community. It's a much higher risk of illness associated with that than there is of taking the vaccine. And that's where this phrase of the risk-benefit analysis comes in. This has been deemed to be a safe and effective vaccine. We should all be taking it.